This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defence, security, connectivity and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and for the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India in 2026. Prime Minister Modi said that blue economy is central to India's growth, combining prosperity, sustainability and national strength. Responding to an article by Union Minister Jitendra Singh in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that initiatives like Sagarmala Deep Ocean Mission and Harit Sagar guidelines harness ocean resources while empowering communities, driving innovation and strengthening India's leadership in global ocean governance. Prime Minister will visit Gujarat tomorrow to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. In the afternoon, he will chair a review meeting and visit National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal. Prime Minister's OSH office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan, during media briefing in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms. Mr. Jaiswal said in every document that comes out of multilateral forums, whether it is BRICS, SCO or anywhere else, there is strong support for combating international terrorism and there is also a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Mr. Jaiswal said India welcomes the formation of a new interim government in Nepal led by Sushila Karki. The Election Commission today reiterated that no deletion of any vote can be done online by any member of the public. In a statement, the Commission said there has been no wrongful deletion of electors in Alland, Karnataka. It said an FIR was registered by the authority of ECI itself in 2023 against suspicious attempt of deletions. The poll body said although elector of the constituency can fill Form 7 online to apply for deletion of an entry from that particular constituency, it does not mean that the entry gets automatically deleted merely by submitting the Form 7. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubeen Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. He was 52. Singapore police rescued him from the sea in unconscious condition and admitted to a local hospital. In the Asia Cup cricket tournament, India have set a target of 189 runs for Oman in their final Group A match of Asia Cup 2025 at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi. Chasing a target of 189 runs, Oman were 5 for no loss for 0.3 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.